The word faithful is thrown around a lot. We use it a lot. We use it to describe someone who might be a faithful friend, might call a dog a faithful companion. The media loves to use the term generally when promoting something that's not Catholic. What they like to do is say, well, this politician is a faithful Catholic. And then you look at what that politician is promoting, and it's generally anti-Catholic, against what the church teaches. Oh, but they're a faithful Catholic, so it's got to be good, right? No, it doesn't. So what does that word mean? We see it in the gospel today. The two servants who invested that money and got a great rate of return, you have to admit, I don't know about you, but I'd love to give my money to someone and go on a trip and have it doubled. I'd love to have that happen. They go and invest that money, and they're called good and faithful servants. Well, the sense that our Lord is using the term faithful in this gospel today, or at least the translators have translated the word faithful, is along the terms of trustworthy. These are good and trustworthy servants because they did what their master wanted. Their master sought that money would be invested, and it was. And they got a good rate of return. They got double the money back. Of course, that's what those talents are. They're not gifts and abilities. They're money. The talent was a measure of money. So they are trustworthy servants. But you know, you could also argue that those servants are more than just trustworthy. They were also full of faith. Of course, that's where the word faithful comes from, full of faith. Because they had faith that their master would reward them for investing that money, for taking that money and doubling it. They had faith that their master would give them something greater. And of course, he did. He made them important figures within his kingdom. He gave them more responsibility within the kingdom, which meant more power, more authority. So their faith was rewarded. They were responsible, they were trustworthy, and their faith was rewarded. That other servant, not just did he not have faith, but he even says that he was afraid of the master, and that's why he did nothing with that money. He buried it. He didn't want to lose it, so he put it somewhere where it wouldn't be stolen, wouldn't be taken, wouldn't be lost. He knew exactly where it was the whole time the master was gone. And so he returned it. But he didn't have faith that if he was trustworthy, his master would be trustworthy. If we are to be disciples, we actually must be both forms of the word faithful. We must be both trustworthy and we must be full of faith. First of all, we must be trustworthy that we are going to follow our master's wishes. That what our Lord has laid out before us, we will be trustworthy with. We will accomplish. And what he has placed out before us as disciples is to follow his two great commandments. Love God above all things and love your neighbor as yourself. Everything else our Lord taught and everything else in the law and everything else the church teaches flows from those two great commandments. The church teachings help us to live these two great commandments. To love God above all things and love your neighbor as yourself. And we know that if we are faithful in living those commandments by loving God and loving our neighbor, that God will reward us. In fact, the very act of loving God and loving our neighbor is itself a gift from God that we are to be trustworthy with, that we are to use for him and for the love of our neighbor. Not for ourselves, not to make ourselves look good. We are to live our lives as lives of service to God and our neighbor. And if we do so, then when we stand before our Lord at the gates to the heavenly kingdom, we'll hear him say that, well done, my good and faithful servant. Come share your master's joy. That's what we want to hear at that moment. We don't want to hear have him thrown outside, wailing and grinding of teeth. We want to hear, come share your master's joy. So may we truly be these good and faithful servants, both faithful as trustworthy and faithful as full of faith, so that we might truly share our Master's joy in the next life.